The Dance. Comes now a tearjerker of a story from Thelda Bevins. This beautiful love story strikes ever so close to home with me. I assure you it will do the same for you if you have ever been head over heels in love. A story, please. Dar and I love to dance. It was probably the first thing we did together long before we would share our lives. We grew up in a small Oregon mountain community where dances were held every Saturday night, sometimes in the school gym, sometimes in the Grange Hall, sometimes in the home of Nelson Nye. Nelson and his family loved music and dancing so much that they added a special room to their house large enough to accommodate at least three sets of square dancers. Once a month or more, they invited the entire community to a dance. Nelson played the fiddle, and his daughter Hope played the piano, while the rest of us danced. In those days, the entire family went together, including the grandparents, the farmers and loggers, the school teachers, and the store owner. We all danced to songs such as Golden Slippers and Red Wing, side by side with contemporary ones like Red Sails in the Sunset and It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. The smaller children had a place to sleep among the coats, close at hand, when they tired. It was indeed a family affair, one of the few entertainments in a small mountain town climbing slowly out of the Great Depression. Dar was 17 and I was 12 when we first danced. He was one of the best dancers on the floor, and so was I. We always jitterbugged. No slow dancing for us. Nothing even remotely romantic. Our fathers would stand along the wall and watch. They weren't friends. They didn't even talk to each other, not even a casual conversation. Both good dancers themselves, they were really proud of their kids. Every once in a while, Dar's dad would smile a little, shake his head, and say, to no one in particular, but so my dad could hear, "Boy, my kid can sure dance." My dad never blinked an eye. He acted like he'd never heard. But a while later, he would say to no one in particular, "That girl of mine can sure dance." And being of the old school, they never told us we were that good or had stirred that tiny bit of boastful rivalry along the wall. Our dancing together stopped for 5 years while Dar was in the South Pacific in World War II. During those 5 years, I grew up. And when we met again, Dar was 22 and I was almost 18. We began to date and dance again. This time, it was for ourselves. Finding our moves, our turns, our rhythms, adjusting and anticipating, enjoying. We were as good together as we remembered, and this time we added slow dancing to our repertoire. For us, the metaphor fits. Life is a dance, a movement of rhythms, directions, stumbles, missteps, at times slow and precise, or fast and wild and joyous. We did all the steps. 2 nights before Dar died, the family was with us as they had been for several days. 2 sons and their wives and 4 of our 8 grandchildren. We all ate dinner together and Dar sat with us. He hadn't been able to eat for several weeks, but he enjoyed it all, told jokes, kidded the boys about their cribbage playing, played with two-year-old Jacob. Afterward, while the girls were cleaning up the kitchen, I put on a Nat King Cole tape. Unforgettable. Dart took me in his arms, weak as he was, and danced. We held each other and danced and smiled. No tears for us. We were doing what we had loved to do for more than 50 years. And if fate had so ordained, would have gone on doing for 50 more. It was our last dance. Forever unforgettable. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Oh, dear ones, never waste an opportunity to hold those whom you deeply love closely in your arms and tell them just how much you do love them. Never waste an opportunity to show them just how much you really care by always acting in their behalf, supporting that which they have chosen to do, and by providing for and protecting them for the rest of your life. God has placed you precisely right where He wants you to be, just as you presently are, equipped just as you presently live. Enjoy your life's journey for the entirety of it. Blessings and encouragement to all of you.